I'm so glad that you all were able to meet together and talk about these different topics. And so what we're going to do is have one person report out and a brief summary of what we talked about. Mm-hmm. So in room number one, we talked about movement. And Patty, are you available to report out?
Yes. Well, we learned that there are three kinds of movements that we can engage in. Gentle movement, like yoga, and that there are classes available online. And then we talked about walking and the different ways that we can do that if, you know, we can't have an ideal place to do it. And then we talked about cardio and the different pieces of equipment that we would want to use, like a, stationary bike or
a treadmill.
Yeah, treadmill. Thank you. Sorry, I shouldn't have said I
helped. No, it's your fault.
And then we talked about a stair stepper. I forgot to mention.
Yeah, stair stepper. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the importance of being committed to doing this, and that it might take 66 days to develop a habit, but that we shouldn't give up, and we should keep going, and we might want to be accountable to somebody else. That we could just email or text if we don't want to call them, but to be sure and do it regularly at a certain time and have a routine.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. Very good. All right. So room number two, nutrition. Who's going to report out?
This is Paula. And, let's see, the notes that we took are in regards to nutrition and hydration is we talked about having a low-carb, low-fat diet and also to eat in moderation. One of the ladies mentioned that they use a seven-grain, I'm not sure, maybe it's a tortilla or a bread. It's made with almond flour, and it has 1 gram of sugar in it, and she puts with shredded chicken and black beans and uses low-fat cheese and also fresh fruit. Now, there's also something called the plate method, which is you take your plate, and half of your plate has veggies, and these could be like broccoli or carrots or non-starchy or a semi-starchy type of vegetable. And then one third of the plate is with protein like chicken, fish, or meat. Or even, and I just thought of, you can even do like a veggie burger for your protein too. Then there's also to be able to have, I guess it's two-thirds of the plate.
Well,
to have
what she didn't mean two-thirds of the plate. I think she meant two-thirds of that section.
Two-thirds of that section. Thank
you.
Excuse
Thank
me.
You. Yeah.
She also mentioned, like, use for carb to use, like, sweet potatoes or maybe a starchy vegetable, and also to allow for a fat, like, if you use butter or a low-fat or a butter substitute, also to have portion control, and then asking the question as you eat, is it going to benefit me? So before we put it in our mouth, we're asking the question, the food on our plate, is this going to nourish me? So also, too, there was the talk of hydration. And hydrating with water and you putting fresh fruit or cucumber in the water or jicama or shredded ginger. You can even put it in tea or have a iced tea, make your own iced tea. One suggestion for a sugar substitute is to use stevia. And also to use ready, it's shelf-stable cauliflower rice, and to be able to make things like one lady mentioned about make like an egg fried rice with the instead of using rice, use the cauliflower rice as a substitute. And a suggestion also in trying to read this. Another suggestion is using stewing beef, using an Instant Pot and putting vegetables and garlic and vegetables and broth and putting everything in the Instant Pot, and then that helps to speed up the cooking. Also to again have mineral water or herbal tea. Also, it was noted in regards to mineral water to watch for if there's sugar added to the mineral water.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for your detailed reporting. Really appreciate it.
You did a great job, Paula.
Wonderful.
One thing she forgot to mention, because she mentioned it, matcha, and she makes matcha with, how did you say you make your matcha?
I use the matcha powder. You can get it at Costco. And it comes in powder form, and you put it like an eighth of a teaspoon, a very small amount, in with hot water, half hot water, and I use almond milk, and that makes my matcha latte in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you explain matcha? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Matcha is a Japanese green tea.
Oh,
this comes in powder form, and there's also green tea that comes in tea bags too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good.
Excellent. Great. All right. So room number three, sleep and wake hygiene. Who would like to report?
This is Nikki. I'd like to say something first. In our group, we divided it into two. And before we go ahead, I'd like to mention that our email address is cda.ccb22@gmail.com. And a lot of the information you're getting here tonight from all three groups can be found by Googling the same information. And there's an enormous amount of information out there, but we also have a lot. So if you email us at that email address, we can send you more information about the topics tonight. Now, Andrea is going to talk about sleep, and Randy's going to talk about wake. So, Andrea, would you like to start?
Yeah, and I'll try to keep this
Thank
short.
You.
We talked about different sleep routines and things that can be helpful when going to sleep, like limiting exposure to electronics and lights, trying to keep a calming environment. Things like taking a hot bath or maybe having a cup of herbal tea. I like to drink the Sleepy Time tea because it has a lot of chamomile in it, which promotes sleep. You can also use, Nikki mentioned the People's Chemist, that they have some sleep aids that are natural if you feel you need something to help you. We didn't talk about this, but there are also like lavender sprays. I've used lavender spray on my pillow at night, and it helps me too, because lavender promotes sleep if you inhale lavender. But we talked about things like trying to stay free of stress, talked about not eating a big meal right before you go to bed, because for some people it makes it very difficult to sleep because your stomach's trying to digest that food. And even if you don't have that problem, it's not really healthy to eat at 10 or 11 o'clock at night and then go right to bed, because that food just goes, you know, it just goes in your stomach. It doesn't, your body doesn't process it as much because you're not active. So, and talked about the importance of checking your blood sugar if you're diabetic before you go to making sure your blood sugar is, you know, at a good level before you go to sleep. Some people goes down at night. So you have to be careful about that as well. I think that was about, we strayed over a little bit into nutrition, it just in a sense of, you know, talking about not trying not to eat too much before you go to bed at night, because they tell you that it's not really good for you to eat, you know, a bunch of food late and then go right to bed. I think that was about it.
Okay, well, before we go to Randy, thank you very much, Andrea. I will also mention that Mary Lou says that her cat purring is very relaxing for her.
It is. No, it's true. Wonderful. That's true. I can relate. I can vouch for that. It's true.
You know, we all need one of those things, and they have it for babies, and it's a purring doll. And they buy it for babies. Maybe adults need something like that, too.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, Randy, it's your turn. Would you like to talk about the wake hygiene or patterns or whatever?
Oh, well, yeah. I when I go to bed, a lot of time I sleep well, and sometimes I don't. And maybe like, there are things that trigger are on my mind. And I do have metformin at dinner time. And I have a few hours before I go to bed.
Yeah. Are you talking about the morning, though, Randy, when you get up and have a routine?
I take it the evening. When I get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you were going to talk about. But that's okay. You know, that's good.
That. Just recapping.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. So when I get up, either 4:45 or 6:30, I get ready, get clean up, and have breakfast. And probably most of the time, I at the dining hall at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a little later after 7. Unless I sleep in. And they come get me. They give me a nice bowl of cereal, a half a banana, and slices of dry toast.
Right. What about, Randy, when you get up, do you have a routine that you get up and you get dressed for the day? And
Yeah.
Do you do any morning exercise? I don't know if we talked about morning exercise, but that's one of the things.
Stretching.
I was just telling you I had breakfast. Well, after breakfast, sometimes I take a walk out in the hall and stretch my legs.
Good.
Very good.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you so much, Randy.
After dinner, I was just doing a little bit of dancing out in the hall.
Dancing, I like that.
Oh, that's great.
Go for it. Yeah.
Awesome. Before we go to our next part, I wanted to mention that we do have some door prizes that we are giving away, and those are $25 gift cards from Amazon.
And we did have two people, Andrea left and Sugar left.
I know. So whoever's left at the end will be eligible for winning those door prizes.
Yeah.
So so does anybody have any additional comments or questions before we introduce our speaker?
This is Linda.
Yes, Linda.
One important thing that we forgot to mention that's very important is staying hydrated. Especially during exercise and, you know, throughout the day, dehydration is no joke. So we really need to stay hydrated.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Linda.
I got a water bottle on my little table, on my table. So.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That is important.
And even in cold weather, it's important to hydrate.
That's right.
Yeah, we think we don't need it, but we do because, the heating system dries us out. the cold, if we're out in the cold, we use more energy, trying to stay warm, and that's, dehydrates us. So, and I know Pam in her nursing background could probably teach a class on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. All righty. Any last minute comments or thoughts? Okay. Well, thank you. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Larry Gassman, who is the president of ACB Diabetics in Action, and he is going to speak to us about that organization. Larry.
And how much time do you need me to speak?
We have 7:15 is the end of our program. So yes, you've got about
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm president of ACBDA and have been so since a year ago, January. Sugar, who was here, is our second vice president. Christy is our secretary. A job I wouldn't have anymore. I've done it three ACB organizations and CCB organizations as well. It's a lot of work. So anyway, with president, you surround yourself with good people and you make sure stuff gets done, but it's a lot easier being president when you have people around you. You let them do the jobs that you ask them to do. And I would guess so far in the last year and a half, 99% of the time it's worked well. ACBDA started in about 2005. Chris Gray was one of the people who got it started. Chris is also a diabetic, was former president of ACB, and is still very active in ACB today and also CCB. And ACBDA continued on through the years, and I joined it. See, I was late to ACB. I was there in the student division in the 90s and then got married and started working. And so a lot of the stuff I would have done, I couldn't do. So I just, you know, left and got busy with life and came back in about 2018, 2019, started going to CCB conferences, got busy with ACB, started volunteering as well for ACB Media. And joined ACBDA because by that time I had been diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic, which was 2002. I got diagnosed on my honeymoon.
Oh, great. Happy honeymoon. Yeah,
fun. Yeah, it was, you know, we were just, you know, Melinda, my wife, she's passed on now, but she was a type 1 and a brittle diabetic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I learned all about that, but not from personal experience. And then on our honeymoon, I got to the point where I said, man, I'm not feeling that great. And we checked, and I think my blood sugar was like 199, 200. Uh-huh. And she said, I think you're diabetic. And I got poked with a needle for the very first time. Uh-huh. And came home and went in and officially diagnosed, and I've been a type 2 ever since. And used to prick my fingers all the time and hated it. And the best days of my life as a diabetic were when I worked for Marriott. They paid for it. I used the Freestyle Libre. Then fighted insurance for 3 years after I retired. And finally, when the regs loosened up, they gave it to me, which was excellent. And I can't say that I love it because there's a lot not to love about being diabetic. But I love the fact that I now have so much more control over what I do and my body as a diabetic. And part of that is just life and experience. I learned a ton from the people whom I got to know at ACBDA and also CDA. And there was an organization even before CDA, and we tried to put something together that didn't work in California, unfortunately. But I learned all this time from people. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of at ACBDA is we have such a huge knowledge base. We have 125 members, and lots of people are new and they don't know anything about being diabetic, and we can teach them just as they taught us. They just as they'll teach other people. We have all kinds of monthly programs, just as CDA does. And we have people who do recipes. Sugar puts recipes up on our website and shares them with CDA, and I know that. Uh-huh. And she also shares CDA recipes with us. And that's really what it's all about. It's not like, here's what I have and you don't have. It's what can we do to share with each other, because we're all on this diabetes journey together. And we all learn from each other. And mm-hmm. just when you think you've stopped learning, somebody comes along and says something. And so many times I'll say, I didn't know that. And I've been a diabetic, well, diagnosed since 2002. Who knows how much longer before that? Probably longer.
Larry, could you share with us a little bit about the Patricia LaFrance Wolf Fund through ACBDA and what that's all about?
Is there any? Well, I bet you Christy remembers Patricia.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And
she
I don't
was
know
one
Nellie
of Nellie's. No, my, she was one of Nellie's best friends.
Closest friend.
Oh.
Yeah,
I knew Pat too.
Yeah.
I knew. I don't know. I think we met once or twice, and I knew her a lot because
I remember, I
was on the email lists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I remember her very well. And man, she was a go-getter. She was incredible. And she eventually, she got to the point where she was having more and more diabetic trials, and I think passed in
2013. Yeah.
And she was marvelous. I mean, she stood up for diabetes and diabetics. She would fight for you. She was a part of CCB, and that was a mailing list that we had. We didn't have a diabetic organization back then, but I think as a result of all the things she did in the early 2020s, 21, 22, we started talking about putting together a fund where we could pay back and help people. Now, we couldn't give out $2,000 to $3,000. That's not going to – but we could do something to help people who were in need. You know, maybe they needed strips, you know, to test their blood sugar. So we formed this committee, and we called it the Patricia LaFrance Memorial Fund. And it takes time to get the word out to people that, you know, we may not be able to help tremendously, but we can at least start you on your way. And we reach out to vendors when somebody comes to us with an application saying, hey, we've got somebody here who needs help. They can't do it on their own. And we can help with a little of it. And mm-hmm. and they need, I'll just say for the sake of argument, strips. And maybe a CGM. We can't help necessarily with all that goes with a CGM. But we can do some of that. And then we get to that person and say, here's, and so the whatever it is that we're getting for that person comes from the vendor. It doesn't go directly to the person. It goes from the vendor to the person as well. So that there's always a paper trail as well in case anybody ever asks. And we've had a couple of people, respond already, and it's only been in operation for about a year. Or a year and a half, but it's one way for us to be able to help, because it's not just the knowledge we bring, it's the ability to help people who, for whatever reason, aren't able to reach out to insurance or anything else. We're there to say, here's what we think we can do for you. And then we help along the way as well. So sometimes they join us, sometimes they don't as members, but, pardon me, sometimes they join us as members and find out about what we do. And then they send in the application. They have to be a member in order to take advantage of the service. But there's no limitation. And for instance, if a month goes by after member joining, they will say, I need some help with something. And they'll fill out an application. And then the committee will look at the application and decide that, yes, this is something we can do to help. And so we're just now really getting started. It isn't, It isn't something that's been going on for a very long time. So, you know, we're taking it slow, and we're doing the best we can to help when we can. And that's our way to pay back. Yeah, go ahead.
And yeah, so about maybe 2 minutes.
Okay. We have monthly newsletters where Sugar writes books. They're not published, but they're books.
Yeah.
They are sometimes over 100 pages, sometimes more. And she takes stories that we send in to her, or the committee chairs will write things about what they're doing, or she's got recipes. She will never run out of recipes.
Yeah, and they're really good too.
Yeah.
They are. It's a newsletter chock with so much good stuff, and they come out quarterly as well. We do monthly calls where we have people come in and talk about various aspects of diabetes, whether it be food planning or the kinds of things to buy. Like, I didn't know anything about a cauliflower rice.
Yeah.
I've heard about it, and I bought some the other day at Aldi's, and I'm going to use it because Sugar's been telling me about it for a long time.
Yep.
So
I swear by it.
Just when you think you've learned a lot, you learn more, and that's what it's all about, keeping an open mind and finding out what you can do to better yourself as a diabetic, and then it's time for you to help somebody else pay back.
Absolutely. Learn something new every day.
So membership is $10 because I realize we're getting close here.
Yeah.
It's $10 for a year. And we have a marvelous website as well with all of our podcasts, our convention related sessions are there so you can download them and listen to them. That's what it's all about. And so it's $10 a year. You can go to acbda.org and click on membership and join that way. If you want to know more about us, we can send you information. And the email address is very similar to the website. It's acbdaorg@gmail.com. And we will send you information about us, what we do, when we meet, how often we meet. And we meet often. We even have casual chats where people want to know answers to questions. And sometimes they're brand new to us. Sometimes they've been around a while. But they just have questions, and it's open to questions about diabetes. So it's not anything planned, and the facilitators just, you know, start it and stop it when it's time in an hour. And it's great fun for us to be able to chat and get to know people as well. Plus, everybody learns a little, and that's what it's really all about.
Thank you so much, Larry. We really appreciate you. I know you're tired after that meeting.
I ate something, so I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you got to eat.
I could have gone another 90 minutes, but
I'm glad you got to eat something.
I'm not doing it tonight. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I think is it time to, well, again, our email address is CDA, that's California Diabetics in Action, CDA.CCB, California Council of the Blind, CCB22, that's when we affiliated with California Council of the Blind, @gmail.com. cda.ccb22@gmail.com, and you can ask us for information about whatever you would like to ask, and we'll be sending you something out. If you would like to join us, our dues are $20, and you can ask us how to join, and we'll get you in touch. And I'd like to thank Nellie.
I'm sorry.
For putting this program together. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I had a question.
What time is it?
It's not quite time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I miss credentials.
Seven.
That was so cute. That was cute, Patty.
Yeah, we're on it, too.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. My question is, I am not diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the national because of Ken.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we started ours, because of Kim.
Okay. So $20. Okay. I got to come off 20. Okay. I'll join. But $20, Lord help me, Jesus. I've joined too many organizations.
I know. Me too.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
Can Nikki make a comment?
But, okay. Wait. I'll join because I do believe in fighting diabetes. That's one of the, Ken did not die from the effects of diabetes, but he died because he was
Right.
Diabetic, yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because he he had the side effects. He died from MRSA, mm-hmm. actually, but because he was diabetic, and he found out he was diabetic, Larry, the year after you found out. So.
Yeah, I know. He told me.
So that's all I wanted to say. So,
well, thank you, Pam. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to say anything?
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, and you don't have to be diabetic to be a member of our chapter.
That's what I was going to say.
You can be an aficionado, and you never know.
We would
someday.
Benefit anyway. Yeah,
that's right, Nikki.
I also wanted to bring up that we in CDA have a chat on ACB Community every month on the second Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Except July.
Come and join us. Oh, except for July. And so come and join us. And our next one is going to be on May 13th, and we're going to be talking about diabetes equipment.
Yep.
So thank you very much. And you can get that calendar off our Glucose
Gazette,
which we can email to you if you'd like to get it. Has a whole calendar of events for the year. Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful program. Okay. And I want to especially thank Steve Bauer, too, and Larry. Okay.
We got 4 minutes. So we've got 4 minutes to, how many participants do we have?
15, including Steve.
One,
I think he should be one of
them. Of course. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, so don't talk, anybody. Alexa, give me a random number between 1 and 15.
Here's a number between 1 and 15. It's 14.
14. Pam!
Pam needs a gift card.
No, that's
Amazon.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much. I was loading up my dishwasher. So
okay, hang on.
What is it?
A $25 gift card.
Ooh, could use it.
Yeah, you can pay your membership with that.
Well, she can't pay her membership.
No, that's right. You can't. That's Amazon.
Okay, hang on. Don't. Okay, so I can, Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 15. 7. 6, 7. Ed.
Oh, good God.
Is that what you have? Do you have that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, no, I don't know, because people jumped around. What do you have as number 7, Steve?
Oh, it's been totally jumping around. It depends on who's been talking, and you can't depend on Zoom.
That's good. Do another 7.
Hang on.
Well, who's currently number 7?
Well, you talked, so... See, what it does is it puts people in order that they just talked.
Well, I don't know. It's a little more than that. At this second, Mary Lou is number 7 on my
screen. Okay, so let's pick then Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you got $25.
Ooh.
Yep, $25 gift certificate. So we want to let you know that we have our meeting on Sunday. What time is our meeting at?
4:30 to 5:45, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's our business meeting, and we really need people. We really, Pam, Mary Lou got it. We really need people to come to our business meeting and participate. You know, there are just a couple of us that end up doing a lot, and, you know, it's really tough, so we need our members. We need people to join, and we need our members to participate and be active so that we can stay afloat and do all these cool things for our members and with our members and to help people live better with diabetes. So thank you for joining Breaking Out to Break In.
It's a good program. Thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you guys. And you know what? Write to us, cda.ccb22@gmail.com. Let us know what you thought about, you know, this is the first time we've done this kind of breakout session kind of thing, but do you like this? So, you know, what you give us some suggestions, okay? All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Some of us are off to make some decisions.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay well. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to hydrate.
That's right.
Drink your water.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Everybody have a good night.
You too.
I don't have to go to nominating, so I'm going to sleep.